Hello, hello, hello. I'm Ali and welcome back everyone to All Things Psychology. Thank you so much for tuning in. In this podcast, we're going to dive deep into the topic of psychology. We will discuss its history and how it evolved into the discipline we know today. We will cover famous pioneers of psychology and their contributions to the field, as well as major topics in modern psychology and contemporary research. If you're interested in getting a better understanding of what psychology is and does, and how it came to be, then stay tuned. Last week, we learned why correlation should never be confused with causation and how causal statements can still be made. But we didn't really specify what correlation means. And this is where today's episode comes into play, where I quickly explain to you what correlation is. A correlation is a statistical measure that indicates a relationship between two variables. The extent of a correlation is determined by the correlation coefficient R. The value of R varies between plus 1, which indicates a perfect positive correlation, and minus 1, which indicates a perfect negative correlation. All values above 0 indicate a positive correlation, and all values below 0 indicate a negative correlation. The closer the correlation coefficient approaches the value 0, the lower the correlation. At a value of 0, there is no correlation at all. A positive correlation means that the values of the dependent variable increase when values of the independent variable also increase. A perfect positive correlation means that 100% of the time, the variables of the independent and dependent variables move together by the exact same percentage and direction. The correlation coefficient equals plus 1. For example, if well-being increases with higher income, we can say that there is a positive correlation between income and well-being. The higher someone's income, the higher their well-being tends to be. A negative correlation means that the values of the dependent variable decrease when values of the independent variable increase. A perfect negative correlation means that 100% of the time, the variables move together by the exact same percentage, but the exact opposite direction. The correlation coefficient equals minus 1. For example, if well-being decreases with high amount of sugar intake, we can say that there is a negative correlation between sugar intake and well-being. The higher someone's sugar intake, the lower their well-being tends to be. The higher the correlation between two variables, the stronger is their relationship with each other. But again, correlation does not imply causation. Even if there is a perfect positive or negative correlation between two variables, it cannot be conclusively said that one predicts the other or the other way around. This concludes this very short episode where we learned what correlation means. If you liked this episode, it would mean a lot to me if you left a 5-star review and subscribed to never miss an episode. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram at allthingspsychology_podcast to join in on a conversation and get some accompanying material to each episode. The link to this episode's transcript is in the description box. Thanks so much for listening. Stay curious, stay healthy, and see you next time. Bye!